Some quick Wikipedia definitions here to set the standard. Art, a wide range of human activities that involve creative imagination and an aim to express technical proficiency, beauty, emotional power, or conceptual ideas. There is no generally agreed definition of what constitutes art, and ideas have changed over time. Even this definition can be challenged to any level of accuracy of what art actually is. Music, the art of arranging sounds in systematic time through the elements of melody, harmony, rhythm, and timbre. It is one of the universal cultural aspects of all human societies. General definitions of music include common elements such as pitch, rhythm, dynamics, and the sonic qualities of timbre and texture. Video production is the process of producing video content for watching. It is the equivalent of filmmaking, but with video recorded either as analog signals on videotape, digitally in videotape, or as computer files stored on optical discs, hard drives, SSDs, magnetic tape, or memory cards instead of film stock. There are three stages of video production: pre-production, production, also known as principal photography, and post-production. This stems from a bulletin and/or a generalized social media post discussing poser artists trying to defend spam marketing on social media as actual marketing. I kind of wrote the original post to draw out some of those people on my social media platforms because I am tired of seeing so much desperate check out my art spam content on the platforms. All the platforms. I am not speaking to or about people who are artists or work in art or are inspiring artists themselves, but rather people that attempt to peddle art online, whatever it might be, posing as artist creators. But in reality, they are either beginners, tinkerers, or just people who do not know their craft and try to make money doing it, because social media marketing, aka network marketing, is what all the college kiddos are doing now under the disguise that they are professionals and can make a quick buck doing this. These people do not have marketing degrees and basically either joined upon one of those network marketing companies like DirectScale, Herbalife, LuLaRoe, Advocare, VShred, Beachbody. It works. Granted, most of these are fitness network marketers, but their examples are some of the best at describing the level of bullshit, woke, misinformation, car salesperson mentality you will ever see on the internet. People who try to peddle artistic services of any kind online, but lack any real artistic talent, value, and marketing knowledge to do so. My whole argument is just because social media provides avenues for artists to make a living, push, sell, promote their art, whatever it may be, does not mean open the floodgates for anyone who believes they are an artist. I have struggled my whole career dealing with this issue. People that claim to be an artist, a band, music producer or player, videographers, designers, fitness trainers, doctors, webmasters, photographers, app coders, SEO specialists, and they either want me to help promote that or expect me to be on board with that because of my generalized managing skills. However, their efforts are just shit. It's all app-driven now. Welcome to App Mania, brothers and sisters and others. One doesn't even need to know how to read music to create music anymore or do actual, real, graphic design. Need that done? Here is an app for it. Yes, I have an issue with this, even if it's minor. Not all people are like this, but a great very many are. Yes, this is an assumption based on my point of view and life experiences. My opinion, which is mine, not yours. The only data I have to really solidify my take is my point of view and my ever-growing spam box. Those are the ones I am talking about here, not your everyday artist just trying to get out there. There is a difference. I actually have to search for good quality art and or media these days because the internet is so flooded with fakers or people with very high self-inflated beliefs about their work, and no one close to them has the heart to tell them it isn't good or even close to being on the same level as someone that works on this stuff daily for years of their life. The people or person that is getting offended by me calling out the pink elephant in the room is probably the very person or people I am talking about. If one gets offended because they post a really shitty finger painting of whatever and they cannot sell it for pennies on the dollar, that should be a really good indication that that person doesn't have what it takes currently to be a real artist. Just like I am not a real writer. I haven't sold anything at this point where I need to fill out paperwork for the pay received and when I do, then I can walk around and call myself a writer. Till then, it will always be inspiring writer, not professional writer. Most agree with my assessment of the situation. When I only have to tell off and or block one person out of many, that is valuable data to be considered. Not finding that one comment to support my narrative. That is what CNN woke culture bullshit is all about. It's like Reddit. Reddit is great if you want to reply to a query. Any reply to a query. The issue is more times than not that response is incorrect and or has nothing to do with the topic. It's nonsensical. However, one did get a response, and that is what Reddit is good for. One will always get one there. That isn't a good practice, but yet, that is the point of view we live in this society of 2022. I will not apologize for offending the hypersensitive people out there. I will listen to any counter-discussion as long as one is willing to match what I have presented. Simply arguing for arguing's sake, just so that person, troll, whatever, can play devil's advocate to be heard, will not be heard. They can spend as much time as they want, typing, yelling into their mic, or whatever. Holding up air quotes and saying facts over and over doesn't make a thing real or a fact. I simply will not give that person my platform to rant on. Name-calling or trying to insult me, personally, will not work. I do not play the hate-baiting game. You will not get a rise out of me. You will just realize that you wasted your time, which you only have so much of, is the most valuable resource and currency you have and can never get back. One could say the same about me, but what most do not know is that I can type well. I type with a partially good hand and another that doesn't work so well. I am also over 60% blind, yet I still can type around 75 words per minute on a computer. So, before you flip that on me, I have spent much less time writing what I want to say than you have. Not all the time, but a lot of the time. Going back to app mania here, there are reasons why TikTok and platforms like it exist, and it isn't to make everyone an artist or creator. If one is TikTok famous, it's a joke. Sure, it is important to them, and perhaps that little bubble of acceptance from other people. However, most people believe it is an art on a serious level. It's like fart or poop joke logic. Sure, one can get a good laugh there, but to be serious and call that an art form or marketing, and they should be financially compensated for it. No, just no. We should not give people a pass in the arts because they can create. Anyone can create now in app mania. No one is arguing that. But just because one can create doesn't mean or even imply that this is art and it deserves the same respect. No. Quality over quantity. Quantity does have a quality all its own, but not in the arts. It's just trash bag logic for people to give a label to something that isn't earned. If you create, want respect, and get paid for those efforts, then become a real artist. Go get a real education in that field. Take a few marketing classes, not YouTube, 2-minute tutorials on Instagram marketing, and flood the internet with that bullshit. Most likely you will fail for a time. All real artists do. That is the whole point. In order to be great at something, one must be a miserable failure at it beforehand. Jesus, did this whole woke generation not see Rocky 1, 2, and 3 really? In what reality do we live in where one does something the very first time and they are the best ever at it? Seriously? We call that a savant, and it is rare and it does happen, but it isn't that prevalent. This is the whole point of struggle. This is what sets the professional apart from the inspiring. People really do not want to stay in their lanes anymore. They see something, they think they can do it better, and try. If they do not get the response they want, they just keep doubling down on that. Sound familiar yet? That is what failure is. Why the art community doesn't get that? Well, they do. The real art people do. They accept that and always get up, dust themselves off, and get back to it. That isn't doubling down. That is accepting you need to do and be better and making strides to make that happen. I won't accept anything less than that. I have a standard. The bands I represent have a standard. The film people I communicate with have a standard. The art people I support have a standard of quality, and yeah, we should get a little irked by posers pretending. Especially ones that get paid to be a cheap hack. I mean, cave art for example. It's shit, but for cave art it's cave art. No one is arguing that. But it's still just that, scribbling on a wall. At least cave brats stayed in their lane. About over these college kids believing just because they are in college, they know. No, they do not. They are learning. Always the student and never the master should be the approach of inspiring artists. Not the opposite. Yet, that is what we deal with on occasion in 2022 culture. The Art of Fake, by David Angelo Minio. May 14, 2022. 1,768 words.